The economic recovery of the majority of Western European states was dramatic between 1947 and 1957. All over war-ravaged Europe, post-war governments established the framework for what in Germany was called the social market economic order, an economic order that combined capitalist market mechanisms with a strong commitment to social welfare policies. The Europeans, in the immediate post-war period, would embark upon a course that would really distinguish their economic policies from those of the United States. Whereas the United States would remain, even building on the Rooseveltian welfare policies of the New Deal, although the United States would remain, even through the expansive policies of the state under the Johnson administration much later, the United States was committed to basically a market-oriented economy. The European states, after the Second World War, again, while accepting the basic principles of capitalism, would be committed to paraphrase an earlier statement, capitalism with a human face, capitalism with a safety net, providing all sorts of social services and social security for a population that had experienced two major wars in less than 50 years. The combination of these policies with substantial aid from the United States in the form of the Marshall Plan would jumpstart the European economies. It is indeed a great economic miracle. The term that was used in the German case was the Wirtschaftswunder, the economic miracle or wonder. It was most dramatic in the German case because there was so much devastation there. But all over Europe, the growth of the economy, the rebound of the European economy between 1947 and 1957 was quite remarkable. Indeed, the Marshall Plan itself had called on the European states to coordinate the use of the incoming funds, to be creative, to figure out ways to cooperate, to build the basis of some form of integrated economy in Europe. And ideas were not long in coming. Indeed, the Europeans would take the first steps toward European unity. If nationalism had been the bane of European life in the 1920s, 30s, and 40s, if Europe had been torn asunder by national rivalries and nationalism, European states after 1945 would endeavor to overcome this divisiveness and create a transnational European integration. In 1948, the Organization of European Economic Cooperation was established, as was the Council of Europe, created to spur economic cooperation and recovery. In 1950, the collaboration of Robert Schuman and Jean Monnet produced the Schuman Plan, a creative, innovative plan leading to the formation of the European Coal and Steel Community in 1952. The basis of these ideas for economic cooperation were based on what was really a revolutionary idea in the context of the times, and that was that any sort of European unity, any sort of chance for recovery, any sort of chance for an integrated economy or peace in Europe was really had to be based on Franco-German cooperation and Franco-German friendship. These two nations that had gone to war with one another twice in the first half of the 20th century now had to become the nucleus for any sort of economic recovery plan or any more ambitious political organization. Indeed, Franco-German cooperation has been one of the constants of the reconstruction of Europe after 1945 and remains the real nucleus of all of the plans for integration that we've seen evolve down to into the 1990s. In 1957, Germany and France would again lead the way, joined by Italy, Belgium, Luxembourg, and Holland, the Six as they were called, in signing the Treaty of Rome, establishing the European Economic Community, the EEC, or as it was more frequently referred to, the Common Market.